AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results, made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Reasonably Shady, a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network and iHeartRadio.
Welcome to another episode of Reasonably Shady. I am Giselle Bryant.
What's up, my people? This is Robin Dixon. Thank you once again for being here with
us.
Yes! It feels so good to be back with a brand new, fresh show.
Yes.
We took a little break, a little time
just
off.
Like 1 week, Robin, really.
I know, but it felt long.
Felt like a long time.
It felt long.
Yeah.
It did.
And a lot has happened.
Weird. Yeah.
Yes, it felt long. I'm just happy to be back in Robin's house. And guess what? The Christmas decorations are gone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
So y'all, for real, I took them down yesterday. Like, okay, I took down like some the little like things around the house, maybe like the previous week, but my tree was still up as of last night. So I took it down last night.
Yeah.
And the tree is actually laying on my floor in my kitchen. It's in the kitchen.
Oh, you're hiding it from me.
Well,
I can't see the kitchen from where I'm sitting.
Yeah. So it's there because I'm debating on whether to just trash it.
Trash it.
Or keep it.
Because I say trash because it was giving you problems.
The lights,
right?
Yeah, all the lights were out. I actually got a ton of recommendations on, like, you know, how to try to fix the lights and all that type, or recommendations for like really nice fake trees and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
So apparently, I don't know. They said there might have been a fuse that was bad in the plug since like all the lights were out.
Okay, right.
And yeah, I can't figure out how to fix that. So I think it's going in the trash.
Yes, trash can.
Yeah.
Try again next year.
Yeah. And then I want a taller one anyway.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Yes, of course you do. Like Robin takes this Christmas tree decorating holiday season. Does she take this real serious?
Not really.
But I'm just happy because that was going to be your shady moment. I was going to talk about you very badly.
Oh, okay. Well,
if I saw a piece of a wreath or a tree or a light or anything glistening, I was going
I was sad to see it go, though. All the lights in the house was like, they were so pretty.
Okay, but speaking of lights, this is my reasonably shady moment of the week.
Okay.
Okay. So, because Giselle's house is never finished, I decided to have all of my lights, like in my main area, like kitchen, living room, dining room, redone, like, and put in the LED lights.
So when you say lights, you mean like your recess lights?
Recess lights.
Okay.
Yes. I didn't, when I did all the renovation, I saved that for last. Mm-hmm. And then I got tired of people in my house and I got tired of dust.
Yeah.
So I put it off for a long time, but I'm here back and it's time.
So you had the old lights
that was originally
in the house.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Right. They had to go. And the wiring for it, like now that I'm looking at it, is totally old and insane.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, so I talked to the contractor and we decided, okay, they're going to start on Monday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so in total, it's 20 lights.
Okay.
Okay. So this is like a nice little purchase, hefty purchase from whatever
Home
store,
Depot,
Lowe's, something. Whatever.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, I'm going to start on Monday. Okay, great. So they come and they're like, yeah, okay, we got to go get the lights.
Why are you
in my house? Why are you here? We have decided this was going to happen 3 weeks ago.
Right.
So in that time frame, why didn't you buy the goddamn lights?
Right.
So they come and it's a couple guys. So one guy goes to Home Depot. Uh-huh. The other guys start like tearing the other lights down, whatever. They call me. They're like, okay, there was nothing at Home Depot.
Oh my God.
Really? I'm shocked there weren't 20 lights there. Of course there's nothing there. So then he goes to another store. He's like, okay, I found them, but it's not what we agreed to. And they're a little bit more expensive. Of course they are.
Right.
So I'm just pissed. I'm mad at y'all. Y'all didn't handle this properly. And y'all are shady.
Oh my gosh.
But it's almost done. It's going to be done today and I'm happy.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it looks beautiful.
Okay. All right, good.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's frustrating. Like.
the only good news is they said it was going to be from Monday to Friday. Like that's the amount of time that they needed. And they're ending a day early. They're ending actually today.
Good.
So I'm happy. Y'all get out my house.
Okay.
Here's your money. Goodbye.
And your house is nice and bright.
It is so bright and beautiful.
Yeah.
And let's talk about LED lights.
Okay.
Because there's like daylight.
Oh, yeah. The different temperatures.
Yes. There's
warm,
soft white, whatever. Anything outside of daylight is yellow.
Yeah.
And so I got the daylight because I want them to be white.
Right.
Not yellow.
Yeah.
I cannot stand the yellow.
But sometimes the white is like too white.
I like the too white.
Do you know what
light.
I mean?
I like.
What do I have in here? Mine look pretty day, right?
Yes, these are day.
Yeah. But like this, my whatever this is.
Chandelier
is yellow. It's pretty yellow.
But that in combination would be pretty.
Right. Or if I want to change the mood up. So like my, you know what I mean? Like if I just want to have like a more relaxed kind of mood, then the warm light is good for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I think that's what the warm light is good for that. But not for like your floodlights. Like that's like all in like your kitchen and your living room. Like you barely see.
It's got to be white.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So they're shady, but I'm happy it's almost over.
Yeah. Okay. All right, good.
What you got?
So, Lord have mercy. Okay, this has been a busy, busy week for me. I mean, okay, so I still have not really wrapped my head around the fact that, like, I'm a public figure.
What? Robin, stop.
I really haven't.
You are.
It's very weird to me. So, like, why does anybody care what I'm doing or saying? But apparently a lot of people care.
Yeah.
It's very weird. So anyway, because I guess I'm like, okay, I just show up on this little show and
it's actually not a little show. I'm on it too. It's a big one.
No, it's a little show. You know, I just show up.
It's a
I
big,
just
fat, film, juicy you know, show.
I just film scenes with people and, you know, go
cut
home
them out.
And mind my business.
Yes.
Right? So anyway. So
By the way, can I just stop you for 1 second? By the way, when you get to cussing on television,
it's
meaningful. Like if Robin starts cussing, she means that shit because she doesn't normally do it. She's very like, you know,
laid back,
yes, nothing ruffles her feathers. But when she says, "What the f- do you want?" You're like, "Holy shit!"
Yeah.
Okay, Robin's angry.
Yes, like you know, it's so funny when I think about when I see that scene. When Ashley and I,
yes,
it was season three
in the back of my house.
Yes.
Yeah.
In your backyard. And I am like, what did I say?
What do you want from
you're
me?
Like, what did I do to you? Like that was real.
Yeah.
That was, but I was also on my period really bad. Like I had the worst cramps, but, yeah, that was real. Oh my God. Okay. So speaking of period, We filmed the reunion, and this is not my shady moment, but this is like tying into my shady moment. Okay. We filmed the reunion last week.
Yes.
And my cycle was scheduled to start. We filmed the reunion on January 19th.
Okay.
My cycle was scheduled to start, because it's on time, on schedule all the time, was scheduled to start January 21st.
Okay. Nice.
Do you know when that bitch came?
I lived it. Yes.
Yes. The bitch came on like January 17th.
Yes.
And I was just like, there's no freaking way. Like, this could not be possible.
Now, mind you, Robin and I shared shared a dressing room.
Yeah.
Robin walks into the dressing room. She's like, I'm on my period. I was like, and hello to you too. What in the world? I was like, oh, it's going to be a good day today.
Right. It's either going to be a good day or a really bad day. But actually, I managed it. So anyway, that was not the shady moment that could have been. Uh-huh. But the shady moment is like, I don't understand why we can't control our own personal, exciting news that's going on in our life. And so,
such as
at the reunion, we talked about, you know, the fact that I got married in the season finale.
Yeah. Without Giselle.
Right. So we talked about the fact that I got married, and somebody from who was witnessing the reunion, I don't think it was a cast member. I think it might have been a glam person, because they had monitors in the dressing rooms.
Right.
Somebody went and ran their mouth and told my business.
Of course.
And told Dave Quinn, the People reporter, that, you know, Robin got married and it's going to be seen in the finale and blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, why would you? I understand we're on a TV show. Mm-hmm. I understand, you know, you get excited over the drama, but like, that's still kind of like my personal business.
Let's go back to your a public person. So they felt like they could share because all of your business is shared.
Right.
But by no means am I defending this person.
No, I know. Yeah. But it's just really disappointing, where I was like, okay, I just wanted it to be left. You know, you see it on the finale as it was supposed to be seen, and you find out, you know, then. And then we could talk about it. But it's just like, why?
Right.
Why do people feel the need to
mind y'all's business?
Spoil other people's personal business.
Yes, because they have no business of their own.
Right.
Yes. But speaking of marriages.
Yeah.
Were you done with your shady moment?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Speaking of marriages, the guy who we don't talk about.
Yeah.
He got married, y'all. His name is Kanye West. Okay. Got married to a blonde Kim Kardashian.
She looks just like Kim. It is she is a clone. She looks just like her.
Yes.
And then when I saw images of North hanging out with, they were like walking with Kanye.
Wait. What was North's face? North was like over it and didn't want to be there. She was like giving very much angry vibes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then she was like making angry faces to the paparazzi. But like, North is funny.
I'm here for
and,
North.
You know, whenever I come across these little videos that they do, the kids, they are so cute.
They are the best. That little Chicago and North, their interaction when they're making smoothies out of sprinkles. I mean, I don't know what they're doing, but it is so cute.
It is really cute.
Yes.
I appreciate that. But yeah, the woman looks just like Kim Kardashian.
Yes.
And I know North is probably like,
Dad,
what is this
and why are you doing this,
and why
do we have to talk to this woman? I don't want to talk to this woman. But you know what, Kanye came out, you know, the paparazzi were out, they were talking to him. Did you see this?
Oh yes.
And he was like, do I get a dime from these pictures? I thought that was
a great question.
A super great question.
Yes.
It is. Yeah.
Right. How is that fair that the paparazzi can invade your privacy
and
take pictures? Yeah. And monetize off of your personal likeness. And you just got to
just deal with it. Just keep it moving. Run me my check.
I guess people are like, that's the price of
fame.
So he makes money off of his music and his performances and whatever else. And so, you know, because the media or the paparazzi are featuring him or promoting him or pushing, you know, showing him, that's like in turn helping feed his
livelihood.
It's like
a vicious cycle.
Yeah.
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 I did appreciate, because because the guy immediately apologized when Kanye was like expressing how he didn't like it. And then Kanye started walking towards the guy, and the guy was like, I'm so sorry. Leave me alone. Oh my God. I'm leaving. Like, he didn't want no smoke.
Right.
Hey, that was funny to me.
Please don't slam my camera, please. But wait, can we get back to the fact that he got married?
Okay, yes.
Like, what?
Like, but people say that it's not really, what do you call it?
Legal?
Yeah. Oh. Like, maybe he just had a ceremony. Don't know. Okay. Listen, Kanye is smiling, and that is all we care about. Like, we just want this man to smile, and he is smiling.
That poor woman. Oh my God, that's her problem now.
Yes, and Kim is probably like, and goodbye.
Oh my God.
And good night.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. See, season 1, we talk Nat Turner, Gladys Mae West. In season 2, we talk brick plantations and talk how powerful black folk are. We saved Pepsi. In season 3, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today in no trespassing signs, voter fraud, casual killing acts, and of course, powerful black men and women. And remember, it's a leap year. So we've got 29 episodes every day in February, starting February 1st. Make sure you listen to I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I didn't know.
But we failed to talk about, and I know you hate talking about her, Robin, yeah. So just like brace yourself right now. But Baylantis.
Oh. Okay. I did not say I hate talking about Beyonce.
Okay,
I love Beyonce.
We all love Beyonce. But Beyonce, what do you call it? She did a performance for the Atlantis, which is in Dubai.
Yes.
Which was already open, it was already open.
Oh, really? For how long?
Well, no, it was, the Atlantis has always been there.
Oh.
And so I think they remodeled it, redid it.
Oh, it's like a reopening.
Yes, okay. Made it beautiful. And who to launch all of this but the beautiful Beyonce?
Right.
She did her thing. She took Blue Ivy up on the stage. I was very confused as to why they paid her $24 million. Why didn't they just make it 25?
So, well, first of all, do we know if that figure is accurate? Like, do you think, right. Like, how do we know that?
We don't.
We don't. Okay. So it could have been, because I heard someone else say it was like 30-something million.
Whatever it was, yes. She deserved it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Because of all the exposure and it's Beyonce and yes. Then the production. I mean, just from like the little clips that we were able to see, because right. They had like a no phone, no recording policy.
Right.
What we were able to see, it was stunning. It was gorgeous.
Yes.
She used... a dance troupe that...
From there, right?
Well, they were from... Crap. Were they Persian? I don't know. I can't remember where they were from, but they... Did they win America's Got Talent? It's like this big dance troupe that was like stunning. Like visually, it was just so stunning.
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. So they were already... So those weren't her dancers.
Right.
They were like an actual dance troupe that she came in to dance for. I was kind of curious because her outfits were very covered. And I was wondering if that was because of Dubai...
Probably.
...rules and stuff.
And she invited me. I just couldn't go.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she sent me an invitation. Oh, I'm on her.
Oh, you have VIP? 10.
I have VV in the VIP. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. And I just couldn't make it to Dubai because I had to do the reunion.
But she didn't send you like a private jet or anything?
She offered. She offered to send me a private jet. Right, because she said I could hang out with Blue afterwards, after like Blue got off stage.
Oh, really?
She was
to babysit?
No, me and Blue, like Blue is like cool as a fan.
That's your homegirl. Okay.
Yes, me and Blue were going shopping. Yes, anyway.
Okay, wait, before we move on from that though. Yeah. So even though you said it was worth it, I actually have to ask myself, was it worth it? Because I think about the time...
What do you mean worth it? The money that they paid her?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I think about the time that I... So after Beyonce had her first... After Beyonce gave birth to Blue,
right.
Her first performance was to help open a hotel casino in Atlantic City. I can't remember the name of it. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oasis or something?
Atlantic City. Oasis. It was in Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
It's a brand new, beautiful hotel.
Okay. How much did they pay her?
I don't know what they paid her, but I can tell you that a few years later, the hotel shut down.
Oh.
So I'm just saying.
This hotel is going nowhere in Dubai.
I'm just saying.
I mean, because they.
I'm not saying Beyonce was the reason why that hotel shut down.
Oh, God.
I'm just saying having Beyonce open your hotel.
Yes.
Is not a guarantee for success.
Oh, my. Okay? Robin. Beyonce fans, this is Robin throwing the shade.
No, it's not.
Giselle. I just want everybody to understand because I hang out with Blue.
I'm just keeping it real.
It was who?
Revel.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yes. And that hotel was the bomb. It was like beautiful. It was just like the restaurants were great. I think the reason why it shut down or why it struggled was because they had a no smoking policy.
Oh, yeah.
And in Atlantic City, it was just like, that was just the death of them. So
yeah. Or maybe it's because they paid Beyonce too much in the upfront.
Yeah. So good luck, Atlantis, Dubai. I mean, I'm just saying.
Leave but that, Beyonce alone.
That performance was everything. I remember. Oh, yes. That was such a
And I'm happy
good time.
Oh, we do have to talk about the fact that, you know, people were all in uproar because Dubai does not acknowledge
LGBTQ.
There we go. They don't acknowledge it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, how could Beyonce perform? Because right. They don't. Stop. Everybody right. Stop. Like,
does Cal, what did Cal say?
Cal said, Beyonce needs to go get her coins.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Cal, who is very gay,
right.
Said, Beyonce, go get your coins.
Yes.
And it's like, who knows what's happening state by state, country by country? Like, look here. They treated her very nicely. They treated her family very nicely. She went and gave a wholesome performance that was spectacular.
Right.
Beyonce. Get your money, honey.
Right. And Beyonce probably supports causes.
She does.
For the LGBTQ community.
Yes.
You know, so.
The whole Renaissance album right. Was very LGBT friendly.
Right.
All that. All right. Let me tell you what I'm mad at. Can I tell you why I'm mad?
Yeah, tell me.
I don't even know where this town is, but they decided to put up, because we just went through Martin Luther King, okay? Mm-hmm. We just celebrated his birthday, all that. In Boston, these people decided to do a little statue in tribute.
Oh.
Celebratory.
Yes.
of Martin Luther King.
Yes.
We don't know what the hell it is.
Right.
Okay. All we see is some, it's a blob. Is it a hand?
It is supposed to be Martin and Coretta. It's like a famous picture of Martin and Coretta embracing.
Okay.
But it's just like the arms of it. But like you can make out his arms and his hands.
Right.
But it looks, it is reminiscent of a big penis. Like a big, very thick penis. You know what I mean?
I don't want that penis.
Yeah. Like.
Named the Embrace, the Boston statue is intended to represent the intertwined arms of the late Reverend and his wife. A cousin to the late Coretta Scott King told CNN the statue, quote, looks like a penis, excuse me, and is insulting to the Black community.
It's so bad.
That's not one that I want.
It's like, I hate to have to say that. It's
right.
And I saw a side-by-side of the photo and the statue, and I'm like, I still can't see it.
I can't see it. And it's somebody who's like making a joke. I feel like it's a joke. Like, this has got to be a joke. Like, this can't be what y'all decided to like honor Martin Luther King.
Right.
Like, no.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, why not just make the whole statue of them embracing and make it look like, but it's like just the arms and like the shoulders, maybe some of the torso. Yeah. There's no like head, there's no waist. It's just weird looking.
It's very weird. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, it's a famous picture of them embracing. I don't recall such picture. It's not that famous because I don't know what you're talking about.
So did you see it?
I saw the picture. I'm still like, this is not a famous picture.
Yeah,
they embrace all the time.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah. Maybe that was like after a certain, you know, speech or incident or something.
I was convinced this was a white person who did this. I was convinced until the Black guy who did this came forward. And I just was like,
oh my God,
who raised you? Who raised you, sir? Because clearly.
But can you imagine, like, if you worked, I'm sure he worked a very long time on that.
And no, then, like, he didn't. Not to come up with two penises and a hand. That's what it is. Two penises and a hand. It's horrible. Oh, my. Okay, but speaking of performing, I don't want to, like, forget to talk about this. That Nelly was in concert, and he was high as a kite, okay? And I'm not mad at Nelly. Nelly said, I took the wrong edible.
Oh, my God.
Allegedly.
Okay. I'm sorry. He was high on more than cannabis.
Yes.
Okay. That was not a weed high, y'all. That was the high that I see sometimes when I drive down to my grandmother's old house, y'all. Like
in hoods. Yeah. Listen, Nelly. Okay, Nelly, you have to pick and choose when you decide if you're gonna have a performance. You're gonna be on stage, sir. You cannot take all the drugs. You gotta pace yourself.
Oh my gosh, that was. It was like creepy looking. Y'all have to Google it. If y'all haven't seen the video, you got to Google it. But it was definitely creepy looking.
Right.
Like his eyes kept rolling. He kept having this like weird grin. And
let me tell you, it reminded me, this is years ago, Cal and I went down to Pier 6. Yeah. Is that where, in Baltimore?
Uh-huh.
And we saw Erykah Badu.
Mm-hmm.
And Erykah had allegedly one too many pills. Okay. I promise you she was doing, like, not cartwheels, but like, you know how you roll on the ground? Like, you know how kids like roll on the ground, like roly poly?
Uh-huh.
She was starting to do that across the stage. And then she was like, okay, y'all. Erykah, by the way, I love you. So I'm about to trash you, but I love you. She's like, okay, guys, bring out the balls. She had, you know, those yoga balls, those big, huge balls that you use in yoga or Pilates class. She started bringing those out and she started bouncing them on the stage and then diving on them.
What?
When I looked at Cal. Cal looked at me. Cal said, we both said to each other, let's go. I couldn't get a song out of her to save my life. I was trying to listen to Tyrone.
What?
Like, it was insane.
Okay, so was there any music accompanying?
Yes.
Her music was good.
Kind of called Tyrone. And then she would dive over the balls.
Oh.
Like, it was beyond horrible. And it was, you know how you look at that song, you're like, this is not supposed to be what I'm supposed to be watching
happening
right now.
Okay, were the other people in the audience just as confused?
Yes. I mean, it was a full-blown 2,500 people looking at each other like, what the hell? So I said, you're not going to waste my time with this. I left.
So you left, really?
Oh, I left. And I was in the front row.
At what point of the concert was this? Like the beginning, the middle?
It was in the beginning. End? She started off. And so towards the middle, I'm thinking she's going to calm down, right?
Yeah.
Once the bouncy balls came out, I said, I'm done. I can't do this. Like, really?
You just couldn't.
I said, Cal, let's go.
See, I would have stayed because I would have been like, okay, what else? Like, what other mess is going
to
happen?
I wanted to hear, sir. I want to hear Bag Lady. I wanted to hear the
song. She
songs.
Probably eventually sang it.
When? When? Anyway, we are moving on.
Look,
okay.
If you get me out the house, I'm staying. For whatever it was I came for, I'm staying.
Okay, so
I'm
this.
I'm not leaving early.
Can we have an inspirational moment? Before we get into some shade, y'all know I love a good inspirational moment. So,
do you? Since when? What the hell? What are you talking about?
Okay, because I feel like she's on a roll here lately. Mm-hmm. We love our girl, Cheryl Lee Ralph.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she gave a little speech.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to listen to some of the speech. Hold on.
And to all of you watching here, come close to the screen and listen. People don't have to like you. People don't have to love you. They don't even have to respect you. But when you look in the mirror, you better love what you see. You better love what you see. Thank you to the critics. Thank you.
Mm. Yes, honey. Yeah.
I posted that in my stories because when I saw it, I was like, yes.
I freaking love that.
About it.
Yes. And I think that's the story of our lives, Robin.
It sure is.
Like, because if we didn't love ourselves with all the shit that we got coming our way, we couldn't get out of bed in the morning.
Right.
Thank God I love myself.
Right. If you didn't love yourself or know who you are or be grounded in who you are and content with who you are.
And no one has to tell me. I'm cool. I know.
Right.
I'm amazing.
Right.
And I love my little amazing self.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And Cheryl Lee Ralph, you are out here killing the game and you're doing the damn thing. And we absolutely love you. Oh, she would be a good guest. If any of your people.
you think she's coming?
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna see if Carly can get that done because she surely can't get done, you know, Mr. Eminem.
Eminem.
Yes.
I don't care about him.
So, Carly says she doesn't care about Eminem. So she decided who our guests are going to be.
Oh, yes. Is that what's happening?
Because it's been 2 years now. Carly can't get him. She can't even get his people on the phone.
Right.
Like, what in the world?
That's what happened. Cheryl
Lee Ralph, Carly, let's work on that. Okay, because she could give people some words of inspiration. That episode would be very reasonable. There'd be no shade.
Right.
Yes.
Unless she gives it. And she might give
she might give the shade.
Yeah.
Really, really quickly before we move on, I do want to talk about Larsa Pippen.
Okay.
I feel in my head Larsa is my new best friend.
Really?
I know that's very strange.
Okay.
Because, you know, Larsa has a sketchy past.
Yeah.
Somewhat.
Okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I got a little situation going on in my life,
mm-hmm.
personally.
Mm-hmm.
And she makes me feel better about my situation.
What kind of situation? What are we talking about?
Anyway.
Because we were just talking about Larsa and her situation and you thought it was absurd. But what kind of situation you got going on?
So that's actually why we're talking about it.
Okay.
Because when she first started dating Marcus, is his name? His name Marcus?
Uh-huh. Jordan's son.
Michael Jordan. I was going to leave that out.
Her ex-husband's former teammate. Yes. Yeah,
so when she first started dating or being seen with Marcus Jordan, Michael Jordan's son.
Yeah.
We were all like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. And we even sat on this show and said it was ridiculous.
Well, it was because it was her ex-husband's former teammate's son.
Yes. And
that's the ridiculousness
of it. And we decided in our mind that Larsa changed his diaper at some point.
Yes. True.
Yes. In the green room.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now they are dating.
Right.
Okay. And she hasn't backed away from it. Like, she's like, this my boo, y'all. So the other day they became Instagram official.
Okay.
Larsa, by the way, you are killing it on Miami. So I'm just going to say that too. So they're Instagram official and they took the picture next to
A picture of Michael Jordan.
No, Jordan's jersey.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
And I think that was kind of like, screw you, Pippen. I'm with the Jordan team. Did y'all get that or no? I'm making that up.
Or was it, this is Michael Jordan's son and I don't care.
Yeah. It was that,
you know,
too.
What I mean?
It was that too.
We know. We know.
Right.
We're
not hiding.
Yeah.
But the point of my story is there's an age difference between the two.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And it's significant.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is because, you know, again, I'm not a mathematician.
Okay.
Lasse Pippen, 48 years of age.
Marcus Jordan, 32 years of age.
So I appreciate that.
Why? Why?
At this point in time in my life, I'm appreciating that.
Why?
I mean, I don't know. I met some people and some people in my life and I'm just like, yes.
Oh.
The end. Okay,
really?
We can move on to something else now. Okay.
You so brought it up though.
I did. Yes, and I just wanted to
say. This is the crazy part. You brought it up.
I brought it up because I feel like Larsa and I could hang out and have fun. And our friends.
With.
Because they're probably the same age.
With your. See, I'm about to be shady. Okay.
Yes. Okay. So.
With your guys that you might have changed their diapers.
I know. Absolutely not.
Okay.
I didn't know how to
you
do
could
that.
Have.
I no, because no. I didn't know him when he was a baby.
Okay.
And he was nowhere near my world.
Okay. But technically, you could have.
Okay. So now Robin's being very shady. Okay.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hello. From Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. This month, we're bringing you the stories of disappearing acts. There's the 17th century fraudster who convinced men she was a German princess, the 1950s folk singer who literally drove off into the sunset and was never heard from again, the First Nations activist whose kidnapping and murder ignited decades of discourse about Indigenous women's disappearances, and the young daughter of a Russian czar whose legendary escape led to even more intrigue and speculation. These stories make us consider what it means to disappear and why a woman might even want to make herself scarce. Listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When George Floyd got killed, I started reading a book called The History of the United States. And that's when I saw that Christopher Columbus was just as racist as Hitler. And I didn't know. Maybe you didn't either. Here we are, season 3 of I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either. See, season 1, we talked Nat Turner, Gladys Mae West. In season 2, we talked brick plantations and talked how powerful black folk are. We saved Pepsi. In season 3, we connect the dots from the enslavement periods to things happening today in no trespassing signs, voter fraud, casual killing hacks, and of course, powerful black men and women. And remember, it's a leap year, so we've got 29 episodes every day in February, starting February 1st. Make sure you listen to I Didn't Know, Maybe You Didn't Either on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. I didn't know.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so on the blogs, in the streets, I have been out and about and seen with this guy. Mm-hmm. His name's Jason. We love Jason. And he's a little younger than me.
Little? How much?
Again, I'm not a mathematician, but, you know, just 10, a couple years.
15.
10 plus.
16.
10 plus.
20?
So, no.
28?
Stop it. So 10 18. Plus. So now I am all here for Larsa and Marcus. The end. Oh. I have changed my tune. And Larsa, when I was throwing you shade a couple months ago, I'm sorry, girl. I ain't
taking
mean
it.
I'm taking it back.
You live and you learn. You lived and you learned.
I'm taking it back. I'm sorry, girl. I should have known. Just keep my mouth shut.
So are you a cougar?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm happy to be a cougar.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I need some.
Rawr.
I need some.
Let me. Yeah, there you go.
Is that it?
I don't
is that,
know.
Is that it?
Yeah. It needs to be a little more. No. No.
Oh,
okay.
What?
Rawr.
Oh,
rawr.
Yeah. Oh, like Esther. Etta James. Is that right? No.
Not
wait a minute.
Etta James.
Esther Roll.
Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt. Yeah, I can't.
Etta James and Eartha and Esther Roll.
I could buy about four people.
Eartha Kitt.
Wow. Yes, Eartha Kitt.
There you go.
No, oh, no.
You're about to run him away.
He's not listening to this. Okay.
You sure?
Okay. And then Eartha Kitt always says, I'm not wearing any panties. Okay, I have on panties today, but typically I'm very much Ashley Darby with no panties on.
No. Oh,
okay.
God.
Okay. All right, moving on. Okay, so Robin.
Yeah.
The world found out you got married.
Yeah.
And the world found out that you and Karen apparently had beef.
Yeah.
So that played out on The Real Housewives of Potomac. Mm-hmm. We're not going to touch on that. But if y'all want to get y'all entire life and see a really good episode, what number was that? Episode
15.
That was episode 15, get your entire life. Okay. And Giselle had a good old time. Giselle was just on the side drinking her tequila. Okay. So after that, everybody found out you got married. And then all of a sudden, people in these streets decided they had things to say. Mm. Yeah. And it didn't hit the blogs.
Mm.
What are these people saying, Robin? Mm. Okay, I'll tell it. Okay, I'll tell it. So, there's some sort of strumpet out here that is staking claims on Juan Dixon. And I just want to say, y'all, stop it. Strumpet. That's all I'm going to say. Do you
okay.
have anything to say?
Okay. So I debated on whether like addressing this because, you know, I usually, I don't know. I don't really give attention to stuff like this.
Right.
And
true.
People who want attention. But I figured there were a lot of lies and things being misconstrued.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what I will say, okay, so for y'all, I'm sure all y'all to are listening don't really know exactly what we're talking about because you don't, you know, live on Instagram or whatever, TikTok, Twitter, whatever it might be. Young lady came forward talking about she and Juan dated during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And then she shows this like hotel receipt with his name on it.
Right.
Okay. That's like pretty, that's legit. I don't know. I mean, that's just.
That's the premise short, of the allegations.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, what I want to say, okay, so what I want to say, first of all, I was aware of the situation before we filmed season 7.
Right.
And because this young lady was so pressed to tell me and to tell you, Giselle.
Yes.
I assume she told the whole cast.
Right, because she DM'd me.
Right,
right,
right. So all of season 7, I'm just like waiting for somebody to bring it up.
Because, you know, Karen is good for thinking she got some tea.
Right. Uh-huh. Or anybody. I mean, like that's our life. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just ready for it. I'm waiting for it. And so when we're in Mexico and Ashley tells me that Karen, you know, was talking about us, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is it.
Right.
And she talks about some blonde holding hand, you know, him holding hands with a blonde in Georgetown and looks like Karen. I'm like, okay, this is ridiculous.
This is ridiculous.
Okay. Right. Whew. So that was, you know, it was kind of comical to me. So then we go down that road. But however, I was already aware of the situation and I expected to talk about it on season 7.
Right.
Now, the situation, when it was presented to me, was handled, was discussed. Mm-hmm. It was handled. It was something we had to work through, you know. It was not something that it was just like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah.
However, there are a lot of things that need to be cleared up with what's being said with what allegedly happened, which did not. So,
okay.
I'm kind of, and I want to almost maybe share the details for Patreon.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We'll give the details on the Patreon. Yes. So go ahead on and subscribe.
So I will give more details on Patreon. But what I will say is, yes, Juan was an idiot and communicated with this woman on Instagram, you know, because I mean, whatever. He's bored. He needs attention. He's, you know, it's the pandemic, blah, 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 whatever.
Right.
However, they did not date. He did not fly her anywhere.
Right.
And there is a reason why his name is on a hotel receipt, which I will share on Patreon.
Yes. Boom.
And the reason is not because he asked her to come and was volunteered to pay for this hotel room.
Right. Right. The end.
Okay.
Yes. And then I will say several things on Patreon. Like, let me catch her outside. Let me catch her outside.
But, allegedly. You know, but since she pretty much was trying to bribe Juan and told her that she was going to become famous off of us, then I don't know, girl, go maybe, I don't know, hopefully you can start OnlyFans and get some money off of it or something.
Yes, go show your booty on OnlyFans.
Right. Yeah. But I will say, just with respect to Juan and I, we dealt with the situation. It was definitely something that, you know, we had to work through relationship-wise. Maybe that's why the wedding didn't happen when y'all wanted it to.
Oh, really?
I mean,
let's discuss. We'll discuss on Patreon.
I mean, yeah, maybe. I mean, it's just, you know what I'm saying? But so anyway, it was something that we dealt with. And, you know, we're moving forward.
Yes. And I'm happy that y'all are moving forward. And not to like go back to what I was talking about earlier, but I just want to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
Cher is dating somebody. And he's about 40 years younger than her. Okay. I'm just trying to make myself feel better.
Yeah.
And they make a very cute couple.
Yeah.
They're actually engaged. And I hope they get married. And I know that Cher is living her best sexual life right now. She's getting it on.
You know that? How do you know that?
I feel it in my bones.
you feel it in your bones?
I feel it for you, Cher. He breaking your back out, honey. I know he is. And I'm not mad at it. All right, guys, that is our episode. We love y'all so much. We're so happy. And we are super excited about 2023. It is going to be an amazing year. But don't ever forget to live your life either reasonable or shady.
Or both.
Woo!
Bye. See you on Patreon.
Reasonably Shady is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
And you can connect with us on social media at RobinDixon10, Giselle Bryant, and Reasonably Shady.
Are coming back to Atlanta right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.